On a Monday afternoon in December, the Moreau Family Health Center, just south of Glens Falls, is packed. The doctor is seeing patients back to back, and so is care coordinator Jessica Casey.
I am Jessica Casey. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm a care management coordinator for the Moreau Family Health and Fort Edward Kingsbury offices.
Hello, it's Jessica. Opana? Yeah, what's the milligrams on? Were you prescribed that when you left the hospital?
Jessica helps the patient figure out his prescriptions. She schedules an eye surgery appointment and arranges the patient's transportation by coordinating with his sister. Her job, being a link between doctor, patient, and other services, is part of a new model of primary care in the Adirondacks, still in the pilot stages. It's called a patient-centered medical home.
The idea is to not only have the doctor and patient together, but a whole team of people caring soup to nuts, doing the patient coordination, doing most of the care right in that primary care setting.
That's Dr. John Ruggie. He helped start the medical home pilot 5 years ago. There weren't enough primary care doctors in the Adirondacks, and it was hard for patients to access the basic services they needed. The hope was to keep doctors in the Adirondacks, improve patient care, and reduce healthcare costs. Health centers across Warren, Hamilton, Essex, Clinton, and Franklin counties decided to participate. Public and private insurers signed up, paying $7 per patient per month. And 3 years ago, the pilot was up and running. Dr. Tucker Slingerland, a physician at Moreau Family Health Center, says it's changed his practice.
Before I go in the room, there's a team nurse that's in there. Much of the encounter is happening before I even get in there. And then I sort of try to make the, you know, help the patient make the complicated decisions. It's forced us to define what we think quality is and, you know, what things we really think make a difference for patients.
Sherman Hurlbert is Dr. Slingerland's patient. He has chronic diabetes, pancreatitis, and asthma. He's a retired nurse and says the medical home program has helped keep him out of the hospital.
We need the encouragement from their nursing staff and the doctor themselves to stay on track. You know, you need to have a little pat on the back and say you're doing the right thing or maybe make suggestions to do something a little better.
It's not yet clear what impact the medical home pilot has had on costs for patients, but it's drastically reduced hospital readmissions and pediatric emergency room visits. And that has affected the business of hospitals. Glens Falls Hospital, Adirondack Medical Center in Saranac Lake, and CVPH in Plattsburgh have all laid off employees this past fall, in part because of lower patient volumes. Stevens Mundy is head of CVPH.
Our cost structure is built on those pediatric ER visits coming in, and they're not there anymore. We have to figure out how to retool. We shouldn't have patients just coming to the hospital because we need them to come for financial reasons. That's a wrong answer. And, you know, we want those patients to get care in an outpatient setting, and we have to adjust internally.
Advocates of the medical home say it's the way forward. Here's John Ruggie.
For this part of the Adirondacks, the medical home is health reform. This is how we're tackling it. And physicians, hospitals, communities have the opportunity to look for solutions that may work for them. We think this is the kind of approach we need here in the mountains.